So our next speaker is Shanming Wang from the Perimeter Institute.
Hi, yeah. Everyone. I'm very happy to have a chance to speak here today. I will talk about our recent work, Complexity on the Brain. It's based on the collaboration with my supervisor, Rob Myers, and another student, Juan. So first, it's just the outline. So today, I will just focus on the W holography model. In the later, I will show you why this is a W holography model. And as a warm-up, I want to talk about the equivalence between the holographic entangled entropy and the island formula in these W holography models. And later, I will just focus on the holographic complexity. And by studying the holographic complexity on the brain, we got a general result for the holographic complexity proposal for any hard curvature gravity. And as a start point, as you may know, one of the most well-known paradox in Helmholtz theory is the information paradox of black hole. Roughly speaking, we can also consider this as the contradiction between the fine-grained entropy and also the coarse-grained entropy. From one side, we know the thermal entropy of the black hole is given by the area law. So for a evaporating black hole, you can consider the area of the black hole or the entropy of the black hole should decrease with time. But at the same time, we can also calculate the fine-grained entropy for Hawking radiation. And if you find this entropy should increase with time. So at any time of the evaporation, you will find the fine-grained entropy will be larger than the coarse-grained entropy. So this is impossible. And it came to story, you find if you believe the system for the evaporating black hole is unitary, you should find another curve called the Pitcher curve. So this is the black curve I show here. The Pitcher curve is implied by the unitarity. And last year, there are breakthroughs in understanding the information paradox, or it's a correct formula to calculate the entropy of evaporating black hole, or the entropy of the Hawking radiation. So the new formula for the fine-grained entropy of Hawking radiation is called island formula. In this formula, it contains two parts. First part is the area term. So this is dominated term at the order one over G Newton. And then you need to count the quantum correction from this quantum field leave in the book. But the non-trivial point is, instead for the region for the radiation, you also need to count a disconnected region leave in the gravity space-time. We call this island. In this figure, I show you the ADS2 coupled with a thermal bath in the red region. This red region have no gravity. For example, if we want to calculate the entropy for this subregion, this black line here, at any time you are finder, you have to include a region called island inside the horizon. And the boundary of the island will be the quantum equilibrium surface. It will give you the area term I show here. So today I will focus on this high dimensional construction with island. The idea is, we start from two copies of ADS d plus one, but for each copy, you can find out we just cut the space time with the surface. This surface is a dynamic brain with gravity, and we glue the brain from both sides. So finally, you see in the book's time, we have two copy ADS and with the brain at the middle. But this is a holographic system. So on the boundary, you can see this is a CFT system with no gravity. As I advertised before, we think this is doubly holographic model. So let's illustrate why this is doubly holographic. First, we can start from the D plus one dimensional book. In this gravity perspective, we see this is just regular ADS gravity coupled with the brain. So the action for the book term is the Einstein-Hilbert term with cosmological constant. And because of the brain, we choose the brain have a special tension to fix the position of the brain. And as you know, roughly we can see this holographic system, gravity system can be due to a bounded CFT. So equivalently, we can see the system can be described on the boundary. So from the boundary perspective, this is a holographic CFT coupled with the defect. This defect appears just because in the book, we have a brain. So on the boundary, this corresponds to a defect. So this is the first holography. So the most interesting point is, instead of this holography, we can consider the low-dimensional description. So we call it a brain perspective. In this perspective, it is a CFT live on the boundary and also live on the brain. But this brain is a region with gravity. So you see, on the brain, we can find it contains induced gravity according to Reynolds-Sandrow gravity picture. This gravity action can be described by the ADS action in the book and also the tension term from the brain. So this is the second gravity we can consider. This is D-dimensional gravity theory. And we can consider this gravity as the holography due for the D-1 dimensional defect. We assume this is also described by a CFT. So this is the second holography. And finally, you see this is exactly a double holography model. And furthermore, except for the tension term on the brain, we can further add a gravity, a self-gravity on the brain. So now we can just see the brain contains two parts. The first part is the tension term, and the second part is the self-gravity. So this is different from the induced gravity on the brain. So finally, in this setup, we can find the effective d-dimensional holographic gravity on the brain at leading order can be rewrite just as the Einstein-Hilbert term with the cosmological constant. So this part of the geometry on the brain is also ADS. And except for this Einstein term, you also find some high dimensional contribution, like the I tilde here. This is a square quadratic term. And in this case, you can find this d-dimensional Newton constants for the brain gravity contains two parts. First part comes from the Bok integration. So this is determined by the Newton constant from the Bok theory. And also the self-gravity on the brain. So it's also contain contributions from the G-brain. And the first concept I want to introduce is just the holographic time entropy, because now we assume the holographic, the space-time is a holographic gravity system. So let's focus on a special subregion with two parts. It's the left part and the right part. And as you know, the RT formula to us, we can just consider the RT surface, the area, to calculate the entanglement entropy. So in this case, the sigma r is the RT surface for this subregion. So the holography exactly know what is the boundary entanglement entropy. And I want to stress this is a d plus one dimensional result. So it's a holographic result derived from the book. The most interesting part in this model is because now we have a ring at the middle. So except for this designated RT surface, you can find another RT surface. So in this case, that surface can cross on the brain. And at the middle, this region is the gravitational region. So we call this region as island, denoted by B tilde. So generally, this island phase is not preferred because it's maybe larger or smaller than the low island phase. But in the later, let's just assume we focus on this phase. So this means we just assume the area from this RT surface, island phase, is smaller than the long, no island phase. So first, as I said before, we can further assume the brain itself contains a gravity with a Newton constant G brain. So we should have a generalization for the RT formula. The proposal is the following. The first term is just the regular RT formula with the Newton constant G book. So this is d plus one dimensional Newton constants. And now if the RT surface cross the brain, as I show here, we should also count the area for this small surface, small sigma r, and with the Newton constant G brain. But I want to stress again, this is still a result derived from d plus one dimensional book. So this is a holographic result. But as you know, before we talk about the island formula. So in this case, if we look at the d-dimensional result, d-dimensional theory, this is a theory coupled with the gravity live on the brain. So if we want to evaluate the entanglement entropy for this subregion, we can also use the island formula. In the island formula, we just need to count the area and also the QFT contribution. But because this is doubly holographic model, so we can expect these two results derived from two different theory, or the result should be finally be equivalent. So it means if we start from the holographic result, we can also derive the island formula. But the non-trivial point is now the gravity live on the brain, the d-dimensional gravity, is a high curvature gravity. So before, we just see the island formula contain the area term, but for high curvature gravity, you should replace area with a contribution from high curvature gravity. So the natural proposal is the world dome entropy. It contains two parts. The first part is the world entropy. So it's derived by the derivative of the gravitational action. And also the second derivative, this is the Shidong proposal. And it also depends on the extrinsic curvature K. So this is the proposal for the holographic entanglement entropy for high curvature gravity. And for island formula, now we need to consider in our model, the island formula contains gravity term is just the world dome entropy plus some quantum correction. And that is equivalent to the RT formula derived from the D plus one book. So we can exactly show this equivalence in this model. And with these lessons, we want to apply this idea to a new conjecture. It's called a holographic complexity. This conjecture states for a time slice live on the boundary, let's say the S, its complexity is given by the volume, maximum volume for the book slice B. And it's also have a subregion extension for the subregion R here. Its complexity is given by a subregion volume, but now the subregion is the subregion B here with the boundary as the RT surface and also the subregion R. So now we can just focus on the island phase as before. So if we apply the holographic conjecture in the book, we can just calculate the volume to calculate the holographic complexity for this subregion R. But if we want to add a self-gravity on the brain, we should also include extra contribution for the gravity from the gravity on the brain. So it's similar to the holographic conjecture. We just have a volume for the island and with Newton constant G brain here. And of course, the L here is the length scale to make this whole conjecture have a dimensionless, to be a dimensionless number. And you can expect this D plus one dimensional result can be also derived from D dimensional brain theory. And at the leading order, we should also expect this will be a volume term, but it's the volume of the island and with the Newton constants as the effective Newton constants on the brain. So with this, we can fix the relation between the length scale from this two-dimensional, this two gravitational theory. But we can further look carefully at this volume term from the D+1 book. You can find it instead for the volume term, you also have a contribution from high curvature term. And we can divide this contribution from two parts. So the first is the extrinsic curvature Q tutor. The Q tutor here is the extrinsic curvature of the brain embedded in the book, and also some intrinsic geometry quantity. R tutor here is the intrinsic geometry, like the Ricci tensor, live on the brain. So with this result, you can find this D+1 dimensional CV conjecture. If we want to consider this equivalent result from the D-dimensional brain theory, you will find we arrive at an island formula for complexity. But the leading order is not just a volume, because we see the high curvature term also have a contribution. So we propose we should consider something like the generalized volume and also Q term, depends on the extrinsic curvature, as the generalized CV for high curvature gravity. Even we don't know how to derive this proposal from D-dimensional brain theory, but we can just look at the result, because we state this is a double helical model. So this result should can also be equivalent described by this D+1 dimensional book theory. So with this, we can exactly fit this proposal. So now we have a generalized proposal for the CV conjecture for arbitrary D+1 dimensional high curvature gravity theory. It contains two parts. First part, we call it generalized volume, because for Einstein gravity, it is reduced to volume term and also a key term. This key term depends on the extrinsic curvature. So the formula is shown here. All the coefficients are fixed. I compare the results derived from the D+1 book. So as a check, we can also apply this conjecture to the book theory. So except for the Einstein gravity in the book, we can further consider the book theory now is also high curvature gravity theory. Let's just take the Gauss-Vernet gravity theory in the book. So we can also see, we can just take our formula to get the generalized CV for this Gauss-Vernet gravity theory in the book. And then we can further use our formula for the brain theory. It's also a high curvature gravity theory. And now we can see these two formula, this same formula applied to the true theory, living in the book and also living on the brain will give you the same result. So this support our proposal is like a robust. And we can further use FR gravity theory in the book to check our proposal. So finally, we can also find the same equivalence. So as a summary, we can see by studying the holographic complexity on the brain, we arrive at a generalized CV for arbitrary high curvature gravity theory. It contains the three parts, is the generalized volume and also key term. If the space-time contains boundary, we also should include boundary term. And we see we don't know how to derive this generalized CV for high curvature. But the good thing is in this double helical model, we can just use holography to look at the results derived from D+1 dimensional book. And finally, it can help to fix the formula for generalized CV for the brain high curvature gravity theory. And there are more questions similarly, like we can also wondering, can we use this formula or derive a similar equivalent formula by using conjecture called a CA proposal? And we also find if you look at this region, for the holographic complexity, we also have something like the island formula for entanglement entropy. So it's better we can understand what is the island formula exactly for this complexity. And also in this island formula, we have some quantum correction, but now we don't know how to describe this quantum correction. Finally, you can see our proposal for high curvature gravity theory for the generalized CV is very similar to the Wardon entropy. It almost shows a similar structure, So you may be wondering, what is the relation between the word DOM entropy and this generalized CV? Yeah, so there are more questions you may ask, and this is the end of my talk. Thanks for all your attention.